Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson. Conversation starters for the drain man. Drain relining is the no dig, no drama way to rehabilitate your assets. The drain man.
Johnny from Epping in just a moment. Cloud seeding, definitely a thing, whispers, but you need suitable conditions, humidity, etc., as you are putting chemicals through the atmosphere, which is why you can't create rain just anywhere.
That's what I was trying to say before. I don't know that the whole rain episode in Dubai was as a result of cloud seeding, though.
No.
That part I don't know.
No, we don't.
Are you getting any feedback about the origins of quick sticks?
Yeah, I'll save that because I'm working on the...
Are you working something up, are you?
Yes. Johnny from Epping joins this morning. To you, Johnny.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Timmy. How are you?
Why, we're good. Had a
Never
good week.
Been better.
Have you had a good week?
Oh, I had a beautiful week. I don't know about yourself.
Yeah, no, a beautiful one. What did you do?
Oh, just mucking around on the garden or go around the shopping a little bit. Oh. That's all you're going to do.
Yeah. What about that photo that you sent me the other day? What was that that you were standing alongside? What's that funny stuff you're growing in the backyard?
Oh no.
I said, because you was going to take it.
Are you growing tobacco in the backyard?
No, it's just a flower tree, just for fun to look good, you know. I thought I'd send you the photo to see how tall it was.
It was amazing. How long's that been growing in the backyard?
Oh, about 3 months, 4 months.
Unbelievable.
What sort of plant? Was it a poppy plant or something?
Did you get Alfredo over to smoke it after you'd pulled it out of the ground?
No. That was just something to look good because I had a nice flowers, you know, and then I took it off because I had to plant something else there.
Can you explain the cloud seeding to us, how they got all that rain in Dubai? Do you know how they did that?
Well, you used to do a weather broadcast on your young days, so you're going to ask me? If you don't know, who's going to know?
Yeah, if you don't know.
Good point.
How's this rest of us supposed to know?
A very, very good point.
Hey, I felt for you, Johnny, on the weekend. I was watching the Kangas and your team, your favourite other team, the Cats, and it looked a bit ugly there for a while, didn't it?
Yeah, but first thing, before we get too far,
yep.
I want to give my condolences to them. For 60 people in Sydney, what happened? It was a tragedy.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And second, I was going to ask the AFL to ring all the clubs and all the players to wear a black armband just to show respect to them. Because what happened in Australia, no one in the world, we think it's going to happen in our country.
Well said. Well, that's a great suggestion. Well, I know the Kangaroos will certainly, they may have on the weekend just passed, but very nice. Nicely said. Good work.
What did you think about the chief on the couch on the little show the other night? He was good, wasn't he?
He's all right. He's always all right. He's a performer, mate. It doesn't matter where they go. He always give 100%.
100%.
I can tell Gary for the past 6-7 years.
I've been trying to get him on the show permanently, but Gary just won't have. I don't know what it is. He just doesn't want him there full time.
I'd have him in a heartbeat.
Maybe I'll tell you why. Whisper. You think he's too good for him?
No, I would have him in a heartbeat. But he does his show on Sunday night.
Yeah. Anyway, can we talk about football now?
We were talking about football. We were talking about Jason Dunstall.
Oh, my sentence. That's not part of what I wanted to say.
Hey, Gary and I both think that you're a good bloke, and no matter what you did, we'd let you off. What did you think about the tribunal decision the other night?
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, I like a little Charlie. It's not a vicious person, you know what I mean? Well, he done a bit of a slim... to the defender of Gary Lyon.
Yeah, Jake Lever.
You know, but see, I heard yesterday afternoon, Andy Maher, he tried to put him on the cross.
He tried
to put him on the cross for the poor Charlie.
Why?
Because of what he done it.
Right. Maybe he...
You know, he supposed to probably got a week and he didn't got it. But how many players they're supposed to get a week or 2 weeks and they never got it? For years and years. I'll give you an example. Patrick Cripps, 2 years ago, he's not supposed to win a Brownlow medal. He's supposed to have it 2 weeks. And what's happened? The club, they appealed and they won. But Andy Murray, he never come out and jumping up and down like yo-yo.
Good point. It's a very, I'm surprised you're defending Charlie Cameron, though. This does surprise me.
To me, it does look like he's a smart-ass player.
Right.
No, that's fair.
Okay, so you think you should get a deduction if you don't look like a smart-ass player?
No. If you do something wrong, you should have copy, right. And that's it, you know? Doesn't matter how good you are, this and that.
Okay.
But what has he done? Other players have done it before him, and they got away.
Well, next week, can you give us a list of your top five smart-ass players?
I can't find the player you're talking about.
I don't reckon you'd need a week. I reckon you'd be able to get them off the top of your head right now, wouldn't you?
No. When I do something, I want to do properly.
We'll give you some homework. We'll give you some homework on it.
Now I was going to talk about your mob.
Which one?
Melbourne.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
Well, so last week when we comment about everything,
yep.
I thought that you got me this year, and I was thinking the other day, so I think it looked like I had to apologize to Gary. But after the performance of the show the other night, I said, thanks, I got to never apologize.
Nah, good point. Very good point. You got nothing to apologize after the performance last Thursday.
Oh, I can't believe it, what a play.
No, it's terrible,
and
wasn't it?
I don't know. Did you watch the game or you were there?
No, I watched it. I watched it.
Okay, I got a one point I want to make.
Yeah.
17 minutes into the first quarter, Petrarca, he was on the ground, and three or four players from the Brisbane line ran him and happened to kick the ball while he was lying on the ground. And guess what? The ball, he went over the boundary. You know what's happened?
Deliberate.
Deliberate. The poor Petrarca, he didn't know where the ball was going to go.
Yeah, I remember that one.
How can you play deliberate like that?
I agree with you. I remember that point.
Oh, it was a shocker, mate.
It was a shocker. Exactly right. But the Brisbane line were too good. Do you think they're back?
Well, the way they've been playing the other night, if they keep on doing like that, of course they're back.
Who's your premiership favourite right now?
Oh, I put in my premiership favourite from the bikini. It would be Brisbane Lion on the top and Collingwood second, but I can't pick the right one every year, but I reckon, no one about Geelong, I reckon Geelong are going to give a bit of a scare to some of the other team.
I agree with that.
I think they're very good.
Do you like the Giants? Good.
A bigger pun?
Do you like the Giants?
Yeah, they play really well. I tell you what, they're doing better than some of the other teams.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever made a pie out of some leftover vegetables? Gary brought in a beautiful pie in this morning that he'd made from leftover vegetables and some lamb that he cooked the other day. Magnificent.
You talking really pie or something else pie?
I'm talking really,
a really pie.
What else pie is it?
No, it's a really pie, yeah.
Yeah, I've got to tell you the truth.
Yep.
I never have a pie in my life.
What?
Never had a pie in my life.
Why not?
No.
Not even.
I had hamburgers, other stuffing, chicken roll, and all these things like that when my young days.
Yeah.
But I never had a pie.
So you never stood in the outer at Arden Street with a pie watching the footy?
No, because the pie, the old days, they used to have a bad reputation.
Bad reputation.
What do you mean a bad reputation?
They used to say they put a rat's tail in
it. No, don't put rat's tail. What? But you were happy to eat a chico roll. What about the chico roll?
Yeah, but chico roll has market or veggies.
Johnny, you are the most magnificent man. Can you? would you eat one of Nicky's pies?
Well, if it's a home make, and I can see the way they make it, that's another story, you know?
Yeah, no rat tails.
If I had to go to the shop and buy one, no way.
But the chico rolls are on.
Hey, Johnny, just before you go, I don't know, were you there that day because there was a... Where was that elephant got loose yesterday? Where was that? Somewhere
in Montana.
Under the street.
Yeah, were you at Arden Street the day the elephant...
No.
Okay.
No.
You were riding it.
Can I comment to you about what John Ruff said the other night on Fox?
What, who did?
John Ruff.
John Ralph. Oh, John Ralph. Yeah. John Ralph.
Go your hardest.
He was comment about, like, North Melbourne or Horton, whoever finished on the bottom of the ladder. Mm-hmm. If they happen to pick a number one pick, and the number one pick be under father and son, and they can get it, he was say it's not right the way the AFL been doing last few years, you know, because I'll give you an example. Like when we finish up on the board of letter, we're supposed to get a Nick Dykos, but under father son, Colin got it.
Yep.
But then we just got a 3 or 4 pick instead.
Yeah, it goes back,
you
know, a pick.
It's not fair for North or for Horton, whoever be on the board of the letter. He reckons North should have been entitled to ask to get one of the senior players from Collingwood.
Ooh, that's starting a bit of a controversy there.
Because they reckon, the other players, they can't match a number one pick.
Yeah. All right, let me think about that, and we can have a discussion about it again next week. How's that sound?
Oh, beautiful, yeah. Bring it up to the AFL.
I will. I'll get the whist because he's got the direct line to the AFL. I'll get him to bring it up.
Hey, Johnny, you've got to eat a pie. Everybody that's listening to the program this morning, they're upset with you because you've never eaten a pie. They want you to have a pie before we speak to you again next week.
If it's a homemaker, yes.
All right, talk next week.
Okay.
See you, mate.
Bye, Johnny.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Have a good weekend.